Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are on Mother Earth. This is Master Marilyn, and it is my honor and my delight to lead this Blog Talk radio program on soul healing through love, peace, and harmony. It's so special to have this topic because it's almost endless. In fact, I would say it is endless because the possibilities for healing cover every aspect of life. So what I'm going to do today is focus on the actual song, Love, Peace, and Harmony. And we're really going to explore how singing the first line, only the first line, benefits you. So we will do the four powers, and then I'll give a little bit more explanation of what we're going to do. So please sit straight. Put your feet flat on the floor. Put one hand below your navel and one hand on your heart. And close your eyes. This is body power. And where you put your hands is where the light will go. So you will have wonderful clearing and opening of your heart and your heart center, and also develop your foundation energy centers. The next one is mind power. And I'm going to ask you to focus on what is called the Zhong, Z-H-O-N-G, and that's the space from your waist to the base of your body, and it's the back half of your body. It's our core. So when we focus on our Zhong, we are really focusing on every aspect of who we are. Where our focus is where the light will go. So we've used body power and mind power to have the light go to our lower abdomen so that our foundation will become stronger and stronger. The next one is sound power, and that will be the song, Love, Peace, and Harmony. And this is where I'm going to give just a little more sharing with you. Master Shah has a one-sentence secret. What we sing is what we become. He calls that chanting in the condition. When I first started with Master Shah, I had never heard that term before. I had no idea what it meant to chant in the condition. So he explained it to say we are what we chant. When we are what we chant, our frequency and vibration aligns with what we chant. So there will be transformation. The first workshop I ever made with Master Shah was the weekend after 9/11, and we chanted God's light the whole weekend. And the only time we didn't chant it is for breaks. When I left that weekend, I was transformed. The way I knew it is there were two public figures that the very thought of these people, I would get so angry, it was like a volcano went off inside of me. I could not even speak their names. I would get so angry. By the end of that weekend, I not only could say their names, I was offering forgiveness. That's a big change. That's what I mean when I say transformation is possible. I think that sometimes we have the idea that if our mind goes blank, we're in the condition. That's not true. To be in the condition means that our frequency and vibration has lined up with what we are chanting. That we have become what we are chanting. So the first line in this song, Love, Peace, and Harmony, I love my heart and soul. Think of how we would respond when we live that sentence. I love my heart and soul. Every aspect of my heart and soul. So just pause briefly and allow yourself to become aware. Is there some aspect of who you are that you do not like, you find unpleasant, you wish it was different? And now, when we sing this song, now let go of that. Let that awareness go away. Now we're going to sing Love, Peace, and Harmony. We will also sing the first line several times. I'll let you know when we're going to do that. First, we'll sing the song all the way through several times. Then we will sing just the first line. So this is going to be our sound power. Soul power is to say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please bless my and make any request you would like. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, downloaded to all souls in all universes, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. That means that every soul within your body has a download of love, peace, and harmony. That's a lot of downloads. Please radiate love, peace, and harmony within me. And now think or bring to your awareness a group of people, a situation, a condition that would benefit greatly if there was more love, peace, and harmony present. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we will sing the soul language, Chinese and English. And this time it'll be a little tiny bit faster. Lula, lula, li. To what happens. I love my heart and soul. 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 Your awareness, those things that you find unpleasant, that you want to change. What is your response now? It would be really excellent if you wrote down your response. In fact, it would be even better if you wrote it down and put it on my Facebook page and my profile. There's one for Marilyn Smith, and there's one for Master Marilyn. That would be excellent, because what we've done now on during this Blog Talk Radio program is the yin part of the circle. When you type it and post it, that's the yang part. So both parts are necessary. If we do not have both parts, we are not balanced. And it does not have to be a deeply personal sharing. You can make it general. That's perfectly fine. Just make sure that you complete that part of the circle. And so we do have some time. This is beautiful. So I'm going to invite the caller whose number ends with 3883 to join the call, to share or to ask a question, to make any kind of a comment.
Saloma, Marilyn, this is Victoria in Napa.
Hello, Victoria in Napa. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I can't wait for this program to be published again on Saturday so that I can do this again. And I can hardly wait for each week because it's so powerful, you know, where we will do each line. The unpleasant area that I came up, well, I should say the one that I chose of several, is the fact that I tend to be guarded, sort of a self-defensive guardedness. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's meant to protect myself, but what happens, of course, is that I don't express the love and affection or tenderness for others that I feel when I'm with them. And not all the time, but it happens. And I have found that it happens more with people that I actually know better, because I'm familiar with their behavior. And so even though they're wonderful, wonderful people, I'm a bit on waiting for a certain aspect to come out, and then I'm guarded against it. Whereas I know that it's not needed if I can just know it might come and not let it, you know, bother me. Which is very possible. I'm very capable of doing that. And often, by the way, I chat, love, peace, and harmony before I meet with others, because I know it puts me in a better state so that the defensiveness is lower. So that's helpful. While singing, it really made me cry, because it was like focused on me, on my being, on the different parts of me. And usually or often when I sing Love, Peace, Harmony, the whole song, I kind of go over that and go on to the next one, and then I'm so happy to sing about One Ling also, you know, that I think I skim over that part of me that could use more attention, just as we did today. Mm-hmm. And I really, really liked it, because it wasn't a, you know, aggrandizement. But it was about being willing to look at the area and the source of it. And then afterwards, later, when you said to let's review, let's go to that place and see how we feel now. And I felt so much compassion. I felt so much compassion for the part that is seemingly it has to be guarded, that it has to protect itself. And It's not all of me. It's just a part of me. I just felt so much love for that.
You know, it's also so amazing because we only sang that line, I think, 3 times. And then we sang the language. Or did we sing it 5? I don't remember.
Well, we sang about 3 times in English, and then we did it in the soul language.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
5 or 6 times, I don't know.
If you did this practice regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, inspiration came to me actually from the soul of Love, Peace, and Harmony, who said, gave me the message that no one is really singing this song in the condition. Well, no one, that's too strong. But most people are not singing in the condition because there has not been enough change.
Mm.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So then I got the inspiration, the message, to do just that one line, to have people truly connect with that one line and to really sing it in the condition. And so as I was receiving this, these messages, I realized how very powerful it is and how absolutely accurate it is. Because I think no matter how long we've been singing it, or how many hours a day we sing, almost everybody still has issues of self-love, trust, etc.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that until we really can love all parts of ourselves and increase our self-love and self-appreciation and all that, we won't be able to share that for others. We won't be able to offer
exactly.
it to others.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with this.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
That's the whole idea. That's it exactly. You know, because sometimes people can shy away from it and think, oh, this is so self-centered. That's when everything is going to stay with you. But just what you said is the whole point. When we have this as who we are, then this is what we bring to others, and others can then become that also. Every person we meet would interact with this, and they would have the opportunity to also align with that frequency. Much, much more than currently is happening. So it's very exciting. I agree with you. I'm just so grateful to the soul of Love, Peace, and Harmony for many, many reasons. This is only one of them.
So I'm very excited about this series.
Yes.
And that we'll be able to listen to this again.
Yes, and I think... besides just listening on Saturday, that it's archived, so people can go back to it as many times as they want to.
Yes, it'll be available.
Great. So thank you so much. It was lovely to have you on the line. We'll do this again next week.
Oh, thank you so much.
Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.